Good day, and welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and I'm really glad you decided to join us today. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the largest municipal bankruptcy filing in U.S. history, when Detroit, Michigan's largest city, had to reorganize and chop down debt just to keep police cars and fire trucks and ambulances operational in the city, just to keep city government going. But has Michigan learned much since then? Cities all over our state still face really, really big financial problems. Outdated revenue structures, debt that's beyond the capacity to carry, dwindling middle-class populations. Our municipal finance game is broken, plain and simple. Another way to put that is, we don't really care much about cities in Michigan until they get into real financial trouble. Which brings us to Highland Park, a city that is literally surrounded by the city of Detroit, and one that is facing a financial crisis of at least similar proportion. Highland Park City Council voted in a 3-2 resolution last week to request that the small city of 8,900 residents be the next to enter Chapter 9 municipal bankruptcy. The specific reasons are really harrowing. The city needs to pay off a $24 million water and sewage bill, and that amount is equal to 2.5 times more than the $9.6 million Highland Park collects each year in property taxes. The city is upside down, financially speaking. And this crisis was absolutely predictable. Decades of neglect, population loss, and evaporating tax revenue have meant Highland Park has had few options, if any, to stay solvent and still deliver vital services to the people who live there, nearly half of whom live in poverty. A little later in the hour, we're going to talk with Michigan's first poet laureate in decades. Nandi Comer is a native Detroiter, and she's someone who writes with an awful lot of passion, experience, and someone who blends different languages and musical interests into her work. I'm really looking forward to that conversation. But before we get there, we need to talk about Highland Park. We need to talk about municipal finance in the state of Michigan. And we need to talk about the future of cities. To do that, we've got City Council member Kershi Ashafi here with us. He was the deciding yes vote to request from Governor Whitmer that Highland Park be allowed to enter into Chapter 9 bankruptcy. Councilmember Ashafi, welcome to Detroit Today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with this situation in Highland Park right now. $24 million in back water and sewage bills, $9.6 million a year coming in property taxes. How did we get there in Highland Park?
Well, there have been a number of factors. From the start, we had a few emergency managers that took us down in the wrong directions under the previous governor. But it's literally, believe it or not, on both sides of the table, it's been a lack of not dealing with the issue and allowing it to fester.
Yeah.
You know, and then we come into office in January of this year and everything is dumped into our laps. You know, this is a really hot piece of coal that has been dumped into our laps.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to deal with it as best as possible without putting a strain onto the residents of Highland Park. You know, I mean, this is a lot of money that you're asking us to spread over a very small community. you know, who would see their tax bills quadruple, you know, this year alone. And it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
My decision to go down this particular route was to try my best to try to save the residents of Highland Park from having to carry this load, you know?
Yeah. you mentioned that the city has had emergency managers in place, not just once. Mm-hmm. It's been a few times under a couple different governors, is my memory. What has not worked? I mean, this is a pretty common situation in Michigan. The emergency managers come in, and there isn't a way to actually address the imbalance. So then they leave, and things go back south pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, you know, it has been a history of using emergency managers, which is why the law really doesn't work for anybody. They actually come in and they make the matter worse. They actually exacerbate the problem, okay? Instead of helping to fix, they actually make the issue worse than what it was. You know, they leave the city in worse shape than when they came.
Can you talk about some of the things that emergency management did in Highland Park?
Yeah, well, one of the things in which a couple of the emergency managers did was when they came in, they increased the city's water rates without approval, without a vote, you know, from the people. They took it upon themselves to increase the water rates, even though we had a standing contract for the cost of water. They just took it upon themselves to increase that rate. So that rate has been going on for over 10 years now with interest, because, you know, everybody's charging interest and penalties for every day that something is not paid here. I mean, they act like they gave us a loan. It's not a loan. You're bleeding us. It's literally a bleed, you know what I'm saying? So as the years roll on and nobody is dealing with the issue or taking responsibilities, the matter gets worse and worse as we continue down the road. And now here we are at 2023, and now this particular problem has come to a head, and we can no longer kick this can down the road. It must be dealt with. But we all know what the problem is. My question is, what is our solution?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We can't sit here and say, woe is me, and they did this, and the state did that, and who's going to help us out? No, this is a corporation. This city is a business. So as a business, we must have a business mind and figure out, what do we have in our possession that we can use to get us out of this particular jam? You know, we have to look for a solution instead of just sitting there worrying about what the problem is. We know what the problem is. So what's the solution?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that you have expenses and debt that are larger than the income that comes into the city from the people who live there. And again, we should be clear that almost half the residents of Highland Park live in poverty. So this is not a population that has a lot of money to be able to help with those situations. I want to give you a chance to talk just a little about why you think bankruptcy is the best option. You were a little on the fence during the meeting, and then eventually did cast a yes vote. What convinced you?
Well, first of all, I don't think that bankruptcy is a good option for us, but it is an option. And that's really what made me vote yes, okay? I'm trying to look at an angle or a way for us to not put this debt and this strain on the residents of Highland Park. So that's what reluctantly made me vote yes. You know, if we had other options and other avenues, then maybe I may have voted differently. But at the time, that's what I felt, you know, that I felt that we needed to weigh and explore every option possible to get us out of this particular jam that has been ignored for over 10 years.
Yeah. I want to play a little clip of former Highland Park Mayor Hubert Yop. He was mayor from 2008 to 2012 and from 2016 to 2022. And he's talking here about what he thinks Highland Park should do. I want to have you listen to it and then react to what he's saying.
Okay. Sure, I would go for bankruptcy rather than see our seniors be without water. They lose their homes.
Right.
Now, the current governor is sitting on $3 billion, and she could repair or even build a new water system.
That's right.
But I think Highland Park should retain its water system.
So this fight over the water system and the struggle with the water system is kind of at the heart of this question. What do you think of that idea that Highland Park should retain its water system? Do you think that that works, even with the kind of debt that it's accumulating, or should it be replaced by the state?
Okay, well, to be honest with you, that was originally the plan from the state, okay? The plan was to temporarily shut down, fix what needed to be fixed, and the state was supposed to restore the plant. Instead, they shuttled it. You know, the plant was essential to the city of Highland Park. It literally paid every single bill. And we didn't go into this hole that we're in now until the loss of this plant. You know, so, you know, I agree that the plant is essential to the survival of the city of Highland Park.
And the plant that we're talking about, it's a treatment plant.
Yes.
That you have there, and mm-hmm. that's where the debt has been accumulated, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what makes you think you can operate that in a way that wouldn't continue to accumulate debt even after a bankruptcy?
Okay. Well, the plant, okay, to make it clear, the plant never accumulated debt. Before the shut off of the plant, we were actually in the black. We were actually doing extremely well.
It's because it wasn't operating. Go ahead.
Okay, so when the plant was operating, we were making money, bills were paid. The plant literally paid for everything in which the city had to deal with. It was the loss of that revenue, that income, that literally, it was basically a nail in the coffin, you know. So it was just a matter of time after they shuttled our plant that this would come to a head. I mean, you go from producing your own water to paying for water from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's inevitable.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I want to listen to another clip. This is WDET reporter Laura Herberg talking with a resident of Highland Park about what they would do if their water bills increased. And that's one of the ways, I guess, you could be able to pay this debt is to have citizens mm-hmm. pay it. Let's listen to what the citizen says.
If they put it on the residents, would that be something that you could even add to your expenses?
No, I can't afford it if they put it on my bill. I don't think that's fair. I don't know what I would do if they added it to my bill.
So what do you hear from residents about this idea that maybe they could help or maybe even have to bear the burden of this debt?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think this is an option for us at all. Okay, I don't think that this is a debt that should be put on the residents of Highland Park. The truth of the matter is the residents of Highland Park have been paying their bills, you know. Now, somewhere, I don't know where, I don't know who, I can't seem to get an answer to what happened, but somewhere somebody stopped paying GLEWA in 2021. And I find it unacceptable that now this has come to a head. You know, based on the court ruling that we had to make sure to keep up the payments. But somewhere that happened. But I don't think that this is an option that needs to be put on the residents of Highland Park. The residents of Highland Park didn't make this debt. They shouldn't have to pay this debt. The city should take this debt. And then we should be allowed, if anything, to work that debt out with the help from the state. And from the legislative body, if possible. But I don't feel that this is something that should be put on the residents of Highland Park. I find it unacceptable. If I'm paying my bill, it's unacceptable for you to come back to me and say, hey, I need you to take this debt and pay some more.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's unacceptable.
I'm talking with Highland Park City Council member Khursheed Ashafi. He represents District 3 mm-hmm. in Highland Park. We're talking about the vote last week by that city council to ask the state that the city be allowed to file municipal bankruptcy to reorganize about $24 million in debt from water and sewage bills. We would love to hear from you during the conversation as well. Give us a call. Let us know what you think is the solution to Highland Park's financial problems. Do you agree that bankruptcy is maybe the way to reorganize that debt and send the city on its way? Or do you think that we need more substantial reform for municipal finance in the state of Michigan? We are coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the city of Detroit filing the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. What have we learned in those 10 years? What are we doing differently? What are we doing to make sure that cities like Highland Park, small cities with a lot of residents who live in poverty, how can they function? How can they keep vital services intact with the way that we do things? 313-577-1019 is the number here on the phones. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can work you into the conversation. So Council President Jamal Thomas voted no on the bankruptcy filing. He did not want to come on the program to talk today, but he did offer this comment, and I want to get you to react to it. He says, "We hope to establish a constructive dialogue with the Great Lakes Water Authority, the state treasurer, and the governor's office between now and our return to court, to the date that we would return to court. Our position is grounded in historical facts and empirical evidence. A pathway to resolution has always been possible, and with a Democratic governor and the Democrats controlling the legislature, there is no better time to secure the infrastructure funding and repairs needed to update our water system." There is this idea out there that the governor put out there that the Great Lakes Water Authority may be able to solve the debt issue by tapping a $25 million state clean drinking water grant in order to make the repair to make the repairs to the treatment plant. Is that a better way in your own estimation?
I think that's an option. I think that is definitely an option, but we need to stop. Most definitely, we need to come back to the table and sit down and discuss this. There's a way out of this situation. If everybody could come to the table with calm and cool and collective heads and actually work out an agreement with the Great Lakes Water Authority and sit down and discuss these matters. You know, there's a way out of this for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Where nobody loses face. Everybody gets what they're looking for, and Highland Park can move forward. You know, so no more pointing the fingers, no more saying it's your fault. No, it's your fault. That's irrelevant. Let's come to a solution, and there are multiple solutions out there in which Highland Park can get out from under the debt in which it's in and move the city forward.
So one question I have is whether if, let's say the money was there to fix the plant and have it operate, would the plant not fall back into disrepair? I mean, how did it fall into the disrepair in the first place that caused its closure and caused you to lose that revenue?
Okay, well, you know, that is an interesting story, because the truth of the matter is it never fell into disrepair. It was operating and working just fine, okay? What happened was is we had a mayor at the time who decided under his own accord that the plant was no longer viable. He had the money to make the repairs in which the state required of him to do, and he decided to simply shutter the plant.
Mm-hmm.
So one person shut down our water plant and put us into the bind in which we're in now today. Something like that can never happen again. No one person should ever be allowed to put an entire city at jeopardy like that, you know? And this happened back in 2015, and you know who the mayor was at that time. But this one individual literally put the nail into the coffin of Highland Park, and it should have never happened. He should have never been allowed to do such a thing. No one person should be allowed to bring a city to the brink of destruction as he did for us back in 2015. This plant was up and running. It was fine. It had passed every requirement from the DEQ. There was no reason to shutter this plant, but that's what was done. So I don't know if someone told him to do it or he decided to do it on his own. But like I said, this is where our problem started, right here in 2015, when this plant was illegally shut down, and then the council had the audacity not to have the courage to stand up and overturn his veto for shutting the plant down. They just allowed it to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I want to take a call here mm-hmm. from Lisa in Highland Park. She wants to talk more about how this water issue got so bad. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi, guys. So I just want to let you know that I have spent a good portion of the winter doing research on what happened with the water plant in Highland Park mm-hmm. And this is actually my first comment is not from my research. Hi, Khursheed.
I just wanted to
mention that a few years back I was speaking with another former mayor of Highland Park, and he told me that there was once equipment that was purchased for the Highland Park water plant, and that there was a break-in and people stole the equipment. So I don't know that the other mayor had done that necessarily, you know, out of malfeasance, but maybe out of, gosh, you know, now what are we going to do? They stole the new equipment that was going to be put in. I just wanted to throw that out there. I don't really know that much about the situation.
Yeah.
But the emergency manager situation is actually the one that I wanted to talk about originally. In 2009, between April and July, there was an emergency manager by the name of Robert Mason
mm-hmm.
who was brought in to Highland Park by Governor Granholm, and apparently, unbeknownst to anybody, you know, in Highland Park, he signed a piece of paper that made null and void the contract that Highland Park and the city of Detroit
right.
had long standing.
Yes.
That contract had a built-in, you know, incremental increase each year. And he signed a contract basically saying that, okay, from now on, you can charge Highland Park whatever you want. A few years later, when they're suing Highland Park for they're suing Highland Park for the difference between what our old contract said, which was what we were paying, and you know the amount that
yeah. Lisa, I don't want to cut you off, but I do need to get to a break. I really appreciate you calling and sharing sure. that. It's really important to understanding this. It's a pretty complicated tale about how we got here, but I think it's enough to say that the mistakes that were made with this plant are the reason that Highland Park faces such a steep debt right now, and that
right yeah
okay
so,
Lisa,
I've got to
move on. I'm sorry. Khursheed, I want to ask you what you think will happen if Highland Park does not go to bankruptcy, what the options look like.
Well, I think if any options are lost, the main option that needs to happen is everybody needs to come back to the table. We need to sit down, Wiggly, where there is a solution here. We need to sit down, Wiggly, where with the state, there is a solution here. There is a way that we can work this matter out. You know, there's no reason to point fingers at anybody. There's no reason to call names, no reason to make attacks. There is a way and a solution to work this problem out. And I don't believe that anybody wants to see the city of Highland Park fail. You know, it would just not be a good look for the state.
Well, I mean, it would be a disaster,
yeah.
right? I mean, what would happen to the people who live there and count on the services.
Exactly.
Khursheeda Shafi, I really appreciate you coming in to talk about this. I should also correct something I said earlier. Mm-hmm. I said that Council President Jamal Thomas voted no on the bankruptcy filing. He actually voted yes. So we need to make sure that we get that right. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to keep talking about the state of Michigan, but we are going to talk with the state's first poet laureate in decades. Nandi Comer joins us next. We'll be right back with more Detroit Today.